Hi, this is a new patient visit for Margaret Watts. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. W-A-T, like Tom, T like Tom, S, Watts. Margaret Watts. Date of birth, 6-25-47. Date of accident, 9-7-2022. Date of service is 1-9-2023. History of presenting illness. Mr. Margaret Watts is a 75-year-old female who is presenting as a new patient visit. She complains that she is suffering from severe headaches, pain in the right shoulder, right arm, right hand, and upper back and lower back pain into the right hip, right knee, and foot pain. And although there's no radiation of pain from lower back to the legs. All of these symptoms are reported to be occurring as a result of the automobile accident that happened on 9-7-2022 at around 6:30 p.m. as follows. She was traveling as a driver, and she has her friend Eugene Watson in the car. And she was driving a Ram pickup truck on I-94 service drive. Another guy who ran a stop sign and hit them T-bone on a passenger side, and then it was a hit and run. The other guy was driving a truck also. Their car was only at 2 miles an hour, while the other car that hit them was at 50 miles an hour, approximately. They were wearing seatbelts, airbags were not deployed, there was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police did not arrive at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The patient was not taken to the hospital by ambulance. And the damage was approximately $5,000 damage. The car is not totaled, and there was nothing broken inside. Seatbelt, headrest, steering wheel were all okay. Due to this impact report that she hit her chest and the abdomen into the steering wheel and almost the middle section of the body that started hurting, and she hit her head into the headrest with an element of whiplash, she also hit her right knee into the dashboard. The history of presenting illness. Patient report that she's suffering from severe headaches that are 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are rapidly improving now. The most of the time headaches are in the front, and they're moderately severe off and on. They're not associated with nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura, nor they are sensitive to light or noise. Symptoms of TBI are not reported. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, aura, loss of memory, forgetfulness, none of them. She denies confusion, disorientation. She denies lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, nausea, vomiting. She denies any blurred vision or spots in the vision or loss of the vision field. However, she says she has a sleep blocking, sleep difficulty, and nightmares. And she has some panic and some anxiety, and lightheadedness is reported, no subtle anesthesia. Regarding the ADL, patient reports home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, going into cabinets, are all affect line on a scale of 1 to 10. Regarding the symptom of pain, patient report that she is suffering from severe pain in the right shoulder with the pain in the neck and the lower back, and shooting pain from the neck to all the way to the right upper arm, right forearm, and right thumb. As hand is cramping, and she drops things like phone and dinner plates. This pain is radiating, is not as numbness tingly, it's more like a pain. And she also has a difficult time lifting her arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction, and it hurts her in the rotator cuff region. In addition, patient reports of pain in the lower back, but that is not radiating to the buttocks or the legs. Pain in the right hip, right knee is also bothering her. Right ankle and foot is around 5, although there's no weakness of the legs, but there is a weak of the right arm. According to her, the right hip pain is the worst, and all of these pains are present several times a day, as every day, as shooting, sickening, aching, tender to touch, tiring, exhausting, and fearful, and they vary from 4 to 9. The ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, driving, and improved with sitting and medications, lying down, and rest. So far, no X-rays or MRI CT scan have been done. Patient reports of no numbness, tingling, pins and needles. She has a shooting pain from the neck down to the right arm on the outer part of the arm, upper and forearm, and the involvement of the right thumb. There is some muscle weakness, but she doesn't have a reported dropping the phones or plates out of her hands. Regarding past treatment, patient has seen a primary care physician, Dr. Hannah, who has not ordered any X-ray or MRI. Only Tylenol was given and some aquatic physical therapy. No ER visit is recorded and no other injection or surgery. Regarding the past treatment, patient reports high blood pressure and heart disease, rest of the and kidney stones and kidney disease. In the surgical history, none. Medications, allergies, none. And then family history, patient reports the mother is deceased due to the heart problem, father is deceased due to the stroke, siblings are deceased due to the lifestyle, and relationship status, patient is single, and she's a widow, she's a RN at Riverview Hospital, 19 years of part-time work she has done. She only passes the pills and she is able to manage her job. And employment status, she is currently employed part-time. She is carrying on with the work. Disability, none. And legal history, patient retained Padilla Law Firm to carry out the legal aspects. And history of personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke here and there. Has not specified about marijuana. She doesn't do any marijuana, recreational drugs. Except for the sleep, there she doesn't have any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, depression, mood problems. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 218/116. Pulse is 56. Pulse is 100. Respiratory is 17. Height 5 feet and 2 inches. Weight is 160. 75-year-old African-American female. Of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. No overt anxiety or lethargy. And no acute distress, shortness, breath, or pain phases. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping or any using any adapters. The physical examination is the template, all normal, including neurological examination and the musculature examination are normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection and palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is located in the L5 area and C567 spine with the paraspinal muscle spasm, and right-sided sacroiliac joint slightly tender. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25, hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. In the Sphinx sign is negative. Lerman test positive. Distraction test is positive. Sotowall test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Beggar test negative. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. sacroiliac joint. The right-sided sacroiliac joint was slightly tender. And right-sided Faber test, Gonsalin test are positive. And right-sided standing flexion test, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test are negative. Extremities examination, the excess for the right shoulder, right hip and right knee and ankle, rest of the extremities on the left side are completely normal. The motor power of the right upper extremity is 4/5, the shoulder is involved as follows. On inspection, the shoulder appears to be completely normal with no dislocation or fractures or swelling or contusions. On palpation, there is no tenderness that is felt except when the patient is raising against resistance. There is a tenderness at which appears in the rotator cuff region. Special tests were carried out. The drop arm test was negative. However, Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. Speed test, near test was positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test was positive for the right shoulder. Crepitus is heard on moving the shoulder up and down actively. Elbow joint was normal. Right hand and wrist examination shows a positive for poor grip and a poor motor power, 4/5. Sensations are intact. Circulation is intact. Reflexes are normal, peripheral pulses are okay. Tinel sign, Allen sign are negative. Examination of the right hip joint shows on inspection and palpation no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractures, no problem with the alignment. Range of motions are completely normal. Flexion 140, extension 140, external rotation is 40, internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is 5/5. No leg length discrepancy. Patrick's and Tendelberg test negative. Log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test negative. Examination of the right knee reveals no scar or erythema effusion. There is some tenderness peripatellar and also in the region of medial collateral and lateral collateral ligaments. However, there is no crepitus grinding on moving the knee from flexion to extension. The range of motion is 135. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender on the medial and lateral. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer and posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89. CNS R51, R42, F32.9, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, 79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, right upper shoulder M25.511. M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Wrist M25.531, hand M79.641. Pain in the right leg M79.604. Pain in the right hip M25.551. pain in the right knee, M25.561. Pain in the right ankle and foot, M25.571 and 79.671. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. And thoracic spine, M54.09, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, M46.1, S33.5XXA. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan comes from the template, including physical therapy, which has been ordered to continue 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, focusing on the neck and the lower back, right shoulder, right knee, and right sacroiliac joint area. Medications. The patient is provided following non-narcotic medication, Mobic, 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Acifax, 20 mg twice a day for stomach healing, Xanax, 1 mg daily at night for anxiety relief, Erontin, 600 mg twice a day for headache relief, Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 of them for relief of the headaches. Narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine number 3, 30 tablets for pain relief are provided. Number four is non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, and fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records. The patient did not have any MRIs or any imaging. And interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych. The patient has not reported any symptom of TBI. It may not be needed. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered relieved. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered at this time. After 3 months of physical therapy, some MRIs will be ordered if the pain continues. DMEs. The patient already has DMEs, so no new DMEs are being given. Education. Disability follow-up within 30 days, the contact is. Thank you.